In the news this week, church leaders warn the Prime Minister that religious illiteracy is fueling unwarranted hostility towards Christians in debates around conversion therapy. The Church of England backs plans to allow specific services for same-sex blessings. And an abortion survivor in the US speaks of her faith in Christ. Hello. Church leaders have warned the new Prime Minister that religious illiteracy on sexual ethics and gender is fueling unwarranted hostility toward Bible-believing churches. In a letter to Sir Keir Starmer, evangelical leaders from a range of Christian denominations expressed particular concern at a lack of religious literacy in relation to so-called conversion therapy. Campaigners often imply that expressing mainstream, traditional Christian beliefs on sexuality or gender identity in pastoral conversations is, inherently, a form of conversion therapy. Along with assuring Sir Keir of their prayers, the church leaders offered to meet with him to explore how they can help fill the religious literacy gap. Reverend Dr. Matthew Roberts, one of the signatories, said he hopes the government will recognise the vital contribution of Christians to Britain and will not accidentally, perhaps, legislate against them. Proposals to allow standalone services for same-sex blessings have been backed by the Church of England. The decision, by the Church's National Assembly, its General Synod, means it will soon be possible for churches to devote whole services to blessing same-sex couples. A trial of the services is expected to begin next year. Reverend Dr. Ian Paul, a member of General Synod and the Archbishop's Council, accused some bishops of abandoning church doctrine. He said they seem determined to force through services for same-sex blessings, no matter what the consequences, and were out of touch with what many in the church believe. This change is not something on which many of us can simply agree to disagree. The Church of England Evangelical Council expressed deep disappointment at the decision and has already taken steps to create a new province within the Anglican Communion with pastoral oversight from bishops who remain faithful to Orthodox teaching on marriage and sexual ethics. The Scottish Government has been advised to formally ban puberty blockers for gender-confused children. The Chief Medical Officer's team of senior clinicians agreed that many of the CAS Review's recommendations for children's services in England should also be adopted in Scotland. Glasgow Sandyford Clinic no longer prescribes puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones to newly referred children, but existing patients can still receive the drugs. The medics warned that due to inadequate clinical evidence for the use of puberty-suppressing hormones, continuing to prescribe the drugs could lead to harm and regret. And they emphasised that children should also have a multidimensional assessment to ensure other concerns, such as mental conditions or trauma, are not overlooked. Scottish Health Secretary Neil Gray said the government would respond to the recommendations after Holyrood's summer recess. And finally, an American woman left seriously disabled because of a failed abortion has spoken of her faith in Christ. Hope survived an abortion at 10 weeks, but was left with life-changing injuries to her head. She now lives with a permanent disability, uses a wheelchair, and is dependent on care from others. Hope explained to pro-life group Students for Life why she shares her story of survival and faith.
I want people to see the living proof that abortion hurts. It hurt my mom emotionally and it hurt me physically. But we don't have to keep settling for it. I encourage more survivors to speak out and share their story. God had a plan for my life and He has always provided for me. I have a joy in my heart that no one can take away.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.